أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الفلاح حي الفلاح الله أكبر الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها المسلمون لقد دعا الإسلام إلى كل ما فيه الصحة الدينية والنفسية والاجتماعية والاقتصادية وإن مما جاء في ذلك من النصوص الحديث الذي أخرجه أبو داود في سننه بسند حسنه الألباني عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الهدي الصالح والسمت الصالح والاقتصاد جزء من 25 جزءا من النبوة نعم يا عباد الله فهدي الرجل حاله ومذهبه في عقيدته وعبادته وسلوكه فبقدر ما تطابق ذلك مع هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام بقدر ما وفق صاحب ذلك الهدي، وبقدر ما خالفه، بقدر ما نهى توفيق الله تعالى عن هذا العبد. مثل هذا العبد تنوح التكالى، واعتناء المسلم بصمته لهو من دلائل توقيره بالشريعة الإسلامية، فإن الشرع قد دل على أهمية اعتناء المسلم بصمته، وأن يكون حسن المظهر، وأن يكون الصمت حسنا صالحا، إلا أن يكون على هدي النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكأني بكم جميعا تقولون لا حسن صمت إلا فيما وافق صمته صلى الله عليه وسلم. فتزين الرجل بلحيته هو من صمت ومن حسن صمته، لأن نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ذا لحية كثيفة ولم يكن يأخذ منها شيئا، ولم يكن يهملها من غير ما ترجيل، ولم يكن يبالغ في ترجيلها وتنعيمها. وكذلك ارتفاع ثوب المرء عن كعبه هو ايضا من حسن سمته، لانه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ثوبه الى انصاف ساقيه، وقال ان كان ولا بد فلا حظ للكعبين في الازار. واهتمام المرء بنظافة بدنه وطيب رائحته وحسن هندامه من غير ما مبالغة في تنعم وترفع وتوفل، لمن دلائل اتباعه لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه: يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد، وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. أي خذوا زينتكم عند كل صلاة تؤدونها في بيوت الله أو في بيوتكم أو في غير ذلك. وما أجمل ما ذكر عن الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله، وهو الذي اقتبس ذلك من أسلافه الكرام أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو أنه رحمه الله كان لا يذكر حديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا أن يغتسل ويتطيب ويلبس أحلى جبة عنده، فكيف به إذا وقف بين يدي مولاه؟ ومن عجب أن ترى كثيرا من الناس يعنون ويعتنون بمظهرهم الحسن من جهة الملبس والرائحة ونظافة البدن، إذا ما وفدوا على ذي مكانة أو حفلا، وأما إذا قدموا بيوت الله فتراهم يتقللون من ذلك كأنما هم يقفون بين يدي من هو أقل قدرا من أولئك. ولعمر الله إن هذا لمن خفة العقل وطيشانه، إذ أن المرء يدرك أن ليس أحد هو واقف بين يديه مثل الله عز وجل، ولا أمر تقف له مثل الصلاة أبدا، ولا مسألة تقدمها مثل سؤالك العفو وتجاوز الرب عن الذنب ودخولك الجنة، فكيف بك تأتيها متقللا مما يحب المسؤول منك أن تكون عليه. وقد أخرج الإمام أحمد في مسنده والنسائي في سننه عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه بسند حسنه الألباني رحمه الله تعالى كما في مشكاة المصابيح، قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: حبب إلي الطيب والنساء وجعلت قرة عيني في الصلاة، أي من أكثر ما جعل محببا إلى قلبي الطيب. والطيب بقسمين: طيب الملفظ وطيب الرائحة. فقد كان صلى الله عليه وسلم طيبا في ملفظه، طيبا في رائحته، طيبا في كل. وإن مما حبب إليه أيضا النساء، وليس معنى ذلك ما فهمه سخاف العقول من أنه يتتبع النساء كما يتتبعها الطائشون اليوم، بل حتى كبار السن خلف الشاشات، وإنما مقصده صلى الله عليه وسلم قد جلاه وبينه في حديث آخر، حيث قال أحسنكم، حيث قال خياركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. وهذا معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والنساء، وليس معناه مطلق النساء يتتبعهن. وكذلك قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلت قرة عيني، أي سكنها من الخوف والوجل والهم والفزع في الصلاة. فكيف تأتي ما يسكن فؤادك ويقر عينك وأنت على غير هيئة يحبها من أمكنك من ذلك؟ يا عجبا من صنيع كثير من الناس. فالطيب إذن من السمس الحسن، ولذا فإن الله تعالى جعله محببا إلى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولذا نجد إماما من أئمة هذا الزمان يقول: لو أنفق المرء ثلث ماله في الطيب لما كان ذلك إسرافا. لو أنفق الرجل ثلث ماله في الطيب لما كان ذلك إسرافا. وهو الإمام ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى. إذا فاعتناء المرء بمظهره ورائحته من سمته الحسن الصالح الذي يقتدي فيه برسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولكن يا عباد الله، الاعتدال والوسطية في كل شيء هي العلامة الفارقة للأمة المحمدية. أعوذ بالله العظيم، والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا إنك كنت غفارا. الحمد لله الذي ارتضى لنا الوسطية هديا ونبراسا، وحثنا على الاعتدال في كل شيء وجعله لنجاحنا أساسا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد عباد الله، فإنه مع الدعوة إلى صالح الهدي وحسن الشمس، إلا أنه يجب التذكير بعدم جواز الريح، كما أنه لا يجوز التفريط فيما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو القائل: إن الهدي الصالح والشمس الصالح والاقتصاد جزء من 25 جزءا من النبوة. إذن فالاقتصاد هو الاعتدال، وهو أحد ثلاثة أمور من 25 جزءا من النبوة. فالله عز وجل قد امتدح المؤمنين بقوله: والذين اذا انفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. فالقوامة والاعتدال اساس في النجاح في جميع الامور، في النفقات والصدقات والعبادات، وميزان ذلك كله هو هدي النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن خير الهدي هديه. فعلى من رام السعادة في الدارين والسلامة يوم الدين أن يجعل الرسول إلى الجنة قائدة، فلا يقدم عليه أحدا ولا هوى أو عادة، وأن يجعل السنة له دينا وعبادة، وأن يجعل التوحيد له اعتقادا. فالإسراف في الماء يورث الظمأ، والإسراف في الطعام يورث الجوع والمرض، والإسراف في النفقات يورث الفقر والحسرة، والإسراف في الترف يورث النعومة المذمومة. فلذلك لعمر الله فإن الاقتصاد والاعتدال لهو الهدي الصالح والسمت الصالح والاقتصاد التي هي جميعا جزء من 25 جزءا من النبوة. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا
الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاءً أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ويسرك اليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى
بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لبالصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أتاك حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
رمضان يا عيد عاد تنزيد جنب بعض رمضان العيد باقي عيدنا باقي عيد ثاني يجيكم الرسل واحد اسمه حج واحد اسمه حج يحط رمضان حج عيد. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا مصطفى. ما بعد بيقدر تستبدل بدل خطة ضاي خطة بحاجة أن أفضلات الشيء أو بي أو مسلم فهم الإسلام call the people call everyone and especially the followers of it to the what we call it the healthy religion and also the psychological and body health, society health, and even the health of the economy or the healthy economy. And from what been said in this issue or this matter is what Imam Abu Dawood has reported in his book As-Sunan with a good narration, chain of narration that is authenticated by Imam Al-Bani on the authority of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما والشيخ جالي لقربه الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيخ ان الهدي الصالح والسمت الصالح والاقتصاد جزء من 25 جزءا من النبوة. I need you please to pay attention because the translation might not be that perfect as the issue is very sensitive on the level difficult. الهدي الصالح it's the guidance. هدي is guidance. And here it is given more explanation by the word of Salah, because Al-Hadi here it means the guidance, not the good guidance or the guidance to the righteousness. The sense of Salah, the good way of looking, the good way of looking. And this, as you know, everyone look to it or find it in a different angle, different way. But in this hadith, it determines what is the good looking or a stump. A stump is not only looking, but the main part of it is how you look like. But it includes the way how to look to people, the way how to speak, the way how to deal with others. All this comes from a stump. Okay? And that's why we say always you have to learn Arabic, because not every word in Arabic that you can find a word for it in the dictionaries or when you translate. You have to explain. Sometimes we need to spend few pages, and sometimes, believe me, say a few books to give an explanation of one word. So anyway, a sense of Salih means all this that I explained. Well, iqtisad. And iqtisad means, here when you go to the dictionary, iqtisad will give to you the word economy, which is not mentioned here. Economy is not the meaning of iqtisad in this point of view of this hadith. But iqtisad means to be, what we call it? Wise. And spending. To be wise and spending. To use the wisdom when you spend. When you spend, and we do not mean here only spend money, but we can explain that inshallah ta'ala. Then I said, and as now, yes, O slaves of Allah, the hadi of the man, or Uthman in fact, but the hadi of the person is his situation, madhab, or his way of belief, of worship, how to worship, of his suluk, or the methodology. Which methodology go on? On what methodology you want? You want to be takfiri, you want to be ikhwani, you want to be sururi, you want to be tablighi, you want to be hizbi, you want to be as well as the mother. Is it left to you to choose which mother you like, to be Hanafi, to be Shafi'i, to be Maliki, to be Hanbali? It's a thing. No, the answer is no. It's not left to us to divide. The Ummah is split like this, the corruption happening today. No, but it is to go on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, فبقدر ما تطابق ذلك مع هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقدر ما وفق صاحب ذلك الهدي. And as much as you adhere the sunnah on your character, on your manners, on your deen, on your belief, on your methodology, on your looking, how you look like, on your smell, on your, you know, speech, as much as you adhere the sunnah on all that, as much as of success given to you. So you are somebody who is supported by Allah, and success is given to you. And as much as you close that as much as the success of Allah far away from you. Allah musta'an. And you are left alone. And you are left not alone, in fact. You never left alone. You are left to your enemies to drive you to which hell they like. You either cannot choose which hell you go to. They will choose which hell they put you in. And when you speak about Shaitan, the worst enemy, you never imagine Shaitan will just take you to the fire. No. Shaitan would never accept to put you in the rank of Abu Talib in the fire, which is the lowest one, the lightest one. But Shaitan would either prefer to take you even lower than him, lower than the hypocrites, lower than Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Fir'aun and Haman. So you need to be careful, you need to be clever. Do not let this arrogance and ignorance lead you to the hell. Always grasp the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. That is the same way. That is the safe way. And then I say, whoever opposed what we just explained of the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then on him should a sakala cry. What is a sakala? A sakala is the plural of sakla. And sakla is the woman that lost husband, father, and brother as well as son. So no supporter. She's always crying. She's always crying when the woman loses her father, her husband, her father, her son, there is no supporter. So she will keep crying all the time because she's scared of the harshness of the time. Of the harshness of the time. This man who chooses to be away from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking a different way of others, then this person is the one should those sakala cry for. Because he's killing himself. He's destroying himself. He's destroying his future. Don't look to how much money he has, how many palaces, how many big cars, how whatever wealth he is in. But the future is lost. The real future is lost. He's going to die soon. And once he dies, like Quran, he has wealth. He had wealth. And he had the power, the authority. But when he died, what Allah Ta'ala said, النار يعرضون علي غدوا وعشيا ويوم القيامة أدخل آل فرعون أشد العذاب. The fire is presented to them in the morning and in the evening. And in the day of resurrection, take the family of Fir'aun to the most severe punishment of the hellfire. So do not look to what yani success he gained in this world, in this life. Oh, but he is mashallah loved by the majority of the Muslims. Oh, but he don't look to that. Just use the fair measurement, the real measurement, which is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to know this person is successful or not? Just go to, first of all, look to his image. If he looks like what Rasulullah is described in the books of Hadith, then alhamdulillah, check. One, look to his dress. If he's trying to be like Rasulullah, then alhamdulillah. Look to his feet. Look to, like that. If he's speaking out of knowledge or out of desire, out of wish. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never gave any hadith, any topic, without Jibreel coming and telling him. And whenever it happened, Jibreel came to correct him. There are incidents, like when the Jew came and asked him about five things, what to me tomorrow, without saying, inshaAllah. So Allah ta'ala did not allow Jibreel to come to him for 15 days. Then the Yahud were about to say the letter. Then Allah sent Jibreel to say what? To tell him the news of the five things were asked about and to give him
to give him something extra. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ أَنْ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Do not say to anything that I'm going to do tomorrow, except when except you say, إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, except with the willing of Allah. So, try always to face the people, not about, oh, how I like them. No. How close they are to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the real measurement. And as long as the person takes care of his sons, of his sons, meaning the way of looking, the way of speaking, and tries to make it similar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is an indicator, this is an indication, this is an indication of respecting the Sharia. This means that the Sharia of Islam is highly respected in his heart. It's respected in his heart. But if you say it, if you look to see him, what's the night? Yani, pardon me in that. Let's be logical. Yani, let's be logical. We don't want to burn ourselves and burn our deen for pleasing anybody, west or east or up or down, but only Allah Ta'ala. So when you see the man trying to be yani, more yani, patient and more westernized to please the Westerners, to make them accept Islam, and getting far away from the Sunnah of Rasulullah, then you know that this indicates that he is not up on the Sunnah, that the respect of the Sunnah is not here. It's not here. Even if it was here from his tongue, but it's not inside. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Respect the boundaries of Allah, that is from the taqwa of the heart. That is the proof that the heart are having and containing taqwa. Now, and as the Sharia of Islam and intends to take much care about the sons, which is the way of looking, and it must be always nice and beautiful, but without exceeding the boundaries. Some people try to take care of the sons to limit that, and it takes them to the wasting of money. And instead, okay, good, and enough, how do you see me? Am I so bad in looking? Alhamdulillah, I'm working, I'm wearing ghutra, that is the cheapest of the good quality, that is about 60 riyals, for example. And the top is only 50 riyals. We do not go to, mashallah, try to make a design, 200, 250, 300, and then competition between the husband and wife, who designed better, that is bad. That is also bad. And also it is bad to be always seen, not in a real good and nice way. Always, when people see you, they think that, they should give you some money. Because you look like bigger. You look like miskeen. No, that's also not good. Allah Ta'ala likes to see the ni'mah that He bestows on you, to be seen by others. So others say, MashaAllah, Allah gave it. But when they do not see it on you, they say, miskeen, Allah did not give it. So this is a kind of denial. So try to show it, but logically. Not with, israr. And the best way of looking, of course, is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever you find yourself and find a person as well in that, without any shortening or exceeding the boundaries, then you know that this is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It does not necessarily mean you wear the turban, or you wear what they call it, wizra or longi or izar. No, you still can wear thawb. You still can wear thawb, which is the Arab thawb, the Arab dress. Or you can wear still like the Pakistanis, but in a good way. To wear that, you still need to wear something nice and good and clean. Nice and good and clean. Now, because Rasulullah said, and also, the beer. Is it obligatory or not obligatory? Is this the discussion, Muslims? Is this the discussion? Should occur between you? Allah Musta'an. I'm assuming that I hear this on a TV channel between a Christian and Muslim, or a Jew and Muslim. The Jew says it is not obligatory, and the Muslim says it is obligatory. But two Muslims argue whether the deed is obligatory or not. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Akhi, you say you love Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was wearing a beige deer. He never swimming. Even don't say what Abdullah ibn Umar used to do. As most of the Sahaba, most of the ulama, not to hajj. Leave it to go big. That's how Rasulullah used to be able to. Big beard. When he used to go straight, his beard is seen from beneath his armpit. When he used to pray, they know that he used to recite by the movement of the beard. That's how they described Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that means, why do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has big beard? Is it because Quraysh like it? Is it because the Arab like it? Is it because it's Arab style? No, it is because Allah likes it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never do anything except that he knows that Allah ta'ala likes it. So that's why he wore big beard. So now don't argue whether it is wajib or sunnah. Okay, sunnah. It is sunnah. Then what? Throw it in the basket because it is sunnah. Then why you are arguing about surah before door, surah after door? Leave it all. This is sunnah. Akhi, this is not aql. This is not aql. Be careful. The sunnah is given to you to keep you, because if everything made obligatory, you may die next day. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the siwak. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about salat al-tarawih in Ramadan. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in many other occasions. If everything was made obligatory upon you, you may not be able to do all. So, why the sunnah are given to you? To keep within the boundaries of the sharia. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ قَارِعَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Excuse me, brothers. In English, I speak more than what I say in the khutbah, in Arabic. Because, and here we are not giving khutbah. We are not limited to our time. I know it was requested sometimes to make it brief, but pardon me, you need to choose other imam. I cannot make it brief. And especially when it comes to subjects like this, I cannot make it brief. When I talk about Rasulullah and Sunnah, I cannot make it brief. I can make it brief when you ask me about economy, about politics, about sports. I'll make it brief, very brief, two words, don't count, that's it. But with Rasulullah, no, we cannot. It was made brief to limit that you cannot see it anymore. It was made brief to limit that you cannot see the sunnah anymore. Now today, wallahi, you cannot see the sunnah. Wallahi, you cannot see the sunnah anymore. Because people are making it brief and trimming from it. To limit now the need blade to shave it. They cannot have any more chance to trim. So that one, yes, in the khutbah it was only 2 pages, it was only 15 minutes for both khutbah, but here we need to spend some time. Here we need to spend some time. Let me just bring out, if I could not bring out what I want to say to the Arab, let me just bring it out to you guys. Let me just bring it out to you. Because the Arabs always argue. And you guys just keep quiet. Jazakumullah khair. Now. So I said, if you really want to be upon the way of Rasulullah, if you really want to be on the front of Rasulullah, where do you be? He used to have a big deal. Then check yourself. This is one way of weighing yourself. And I think without the beer, you have lost out of 1 kg, 1,000 grams, You have lost already now 600. You have lost already 600 birds without your deed. Although the deed cannot raise 600 grams, but you have lost them. You have lost them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use to claim it. But, and also he did not use to just leave it like that without then encumbering it. But again, he did not use to come every other time, because I see some brothers, mashallah, the comb is always in their pocket. Every other time, no, there is a hadith says, do not come every other time. Do not be animated, oh, I want to be seen nice. You can't still be seen nice if you just take care of it in the morning, and every other time, can take care of your fingers to at least to make you feel that, alhamdulillah, I'm still in the sunnah. But with the comb is not that kind of business. And if you want to take yourself and everyone else, if they are up on the sunnah, just look to their dress. Look to their dress. Their clothes, their trousers, their pants. Where are they? If they are below the ankles, then you know not given the guidance. They are not given the success. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dress was up to the half of the shirk. Half of the shirk. No any single sahabi said that Rasulullah's clothes was to his ankle. Someone will come and say, but Abu Bakr Siddiq. Okay. Abu Bakr Siddiq did it on desire. Rasulullah agreed him. Which is better, Abu Bakr's way or Rasulullah's way? This is something that is strange. How can I take the sunnah of Abu Bakr when it's the opposite of the sunnah of Rasulullah and I leave the sunnah of Rasulullah? Which is your Rasulullah? Now, remember what Abdullah ibn Abbas said in regards to Hajj Ifrad or Hajj Tamattu. When he told the people, you have to do Hajj Tamattu. You cannot do Hajj Ifrad. Although, we do not agree on this opinion, but the way he used the evidence is correct. They said to him that Abu Bakr and Umar used to. He says, it is about that Allah Ta'ala stone you from the heaven. I tell you, Rasulullah S.A.W. says, and you say, you tell me Abu Bakr and Umar, what do you mean? Abu Bakr and Umar are equal to Rasulullah? That is strange. That is strange. Although we do not agree on that, then Hajj is not permissible to tamattu, because there are other evidences. But the way Abdullah ibn Abbas, this great alim, great scholar, the way he brought the evidence against these people is true and right and correct. And cannot be defeated. Cannot be defeated. So, when you see the man says, is lower than his ankle, you know that he's mistake, he's mistake. And do not listen to any excuses. Oh, he's not doing it out of khulala, pride. No, it's not like that. When it is out of khulala, it is even worse. It is even worse. And when you look to the woman as well, when they raise their clothes, what is this? Is this the sunnah of Rasulullah? Oh, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use women as well as a skirt. This is a foolish statement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sulaim, Salam or Dawud. And he said, it must be lower than the fee of span. Lower than the fee. Then they said, but still, the woman's feet can be seen. He said, one arm length. Today, one arm length up, and even more, and even more, and higher than that. And they said to you, well, this is the sunnah, not to extend the skirt down the ankle. MashaAllah. The woman understood the sunnah, but the men did not. And this is very strange. Very strange. The rough shin are covered and the smooth shin are exposed. MashaAllah. What is that? You don't want to scare us? with your Russian heritage, and you allow your wife or daughter or sister to come with half sin out, so everybody would maybe, alhamdulillah, I mean, we are told to put our face down, and inshallah we are able to, but one, the sunnah is corrupted. The sunnah today is corrupted. It is misunderstood. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said at that time, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud at that time, he said it, there will be a time when people leave the sunnah and hold the bid'ah. And any time a caller comes to call them to the sunnah, they say he is calling to the bid'ah. That is what's happening today. And if you wish, I'm going to play this in the internet. Come and see and hear what people are going to say. Many other rooms in the palco are going to criticize me for that I'm calling to bid'ah, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was up on. And they are calling to the sunnah of the buckets of the kuffar or whatsoever are up on. Subhanallah. Anyway, that's one. And also from the sunk is to take care of your cleanliness. You have to clean your body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to trim our moustache, to trim our nails, to remove our armpit hair, to shave our pubic hair, to take care, to use the siwak. Every time you make wudu, every time you stand for salah, every time you come back home, every time you awake from sleeping, even when you are fasting, even after asr and fasting that day, use the siwak. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he showed us all the ways that keep us healthy in our body, in our heart, in our brain, in our deen. That is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us above. But with our exceeding the boundaries, as I said, Allah ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, Ayah 31, Ya Bani Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ وَقُلُوا شَابُوا فَلَا تُشْرِكُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. All children of Adam, are you from them? All you people, before I say it, what? All you people, are you from the children of Adam? Okay, all at once. Because I'm from the children of Adam. And they tell you, all cousins, if you are not. If you have another father other than Adam, you tell me, please. Guys, I may tell you, all cousins. As long as we are all children of Adam, this call from Allah for all of us, you have to pay attention. You have to listen carefully. All children of Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ, take your beauty. عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, at any time you pray. عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ does not mean masjid by the meaning of mosque, but by the meaning of prayer. Whether in the house, in the desert, in the masjid, everywhere you go. When you stand before the hands of Allah, before Allah, when you stand in prayer, you are standing before Allah. You are in the desert, you are in the plains, you are in the ship, you are under the sea, you are here in the masjid, wherever you go. You have to take care of your clothes. Do not come to the masjid with your running, mashallah, around the area, and then you come to the masjid with sweating, smell, la akhi. You do not come from work if you are able. If you are able, you are working. You come to the masjid with your sweat, with your grease, with your oil, with your semen. Well, that's not logical. That is not logic. Not good. That is not good. Allah Ta'ala commanded us to take our at least 5 days, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded the Ummah. They were very poor at that time. And they used to work as farmers, as businessmen. They did not used to have a holiday, a week. They did not have weekends. Their week never ends. Alhamdulillah, we have 2 weeks of our week. 2 weeks. I don't know why. And now the idea that they're making it 3 weeks of the week. And in some countries, just this week, I hear in the news that they are making 4 days in of the week. Maybe this is the close of the hour, then it is, little, until we have no work. Allah, we stop. Ikhwan, the Sahaba did not have any day off. They did not have any hour off. He used to work from morning until sunset. He used to work like that half. So Rasulullah s.a.w. told him, at least on Friday when you come, take a shower. Take a shower. Today, when you are resting the water every other time, why don't you clean up when you come to the masjid? And especially to the masjid, but also when you pray home or anywhere, take care of yourself. Clean up your body. Clean your clothes. That is, yani, the way how you show your respect. Well, Rasulullah said, and eat and drink as you like. Everything which is halal, you can eat and drink, no problem. But, wala tusrifu. Do not waste. Do not exceed the limit, the boundary. What does that mean? I should only eat cheese sandwich. I cannot eat hamburger. So you can eat hamburger, no problem. But if there are two shops, one makes more flavor and one less flavor of hamburger. One sells it for $2 and other $12. Actually, instead of eating with $12, one sandwich or one meal, go and take of the $2, do not eat them all. You're going to die. But eat one and give to the poor people five of it. Alhamdulillah. That is great. That is ni'mah. Allah will bless this one sandwich to make you healthy and strong. And increase your iman when you remember your brothers. But mashallah, every other time we're eating, and mashallah, I don't want to bring some restaurant name, so it should be kind of, commercially. But it's true, and if someone can buy something with 10 riyals, here is all. They go and buy the same thing only for the brand. I'm eating American brand. So what? All going to the toilet. At the end, all going to the toilet. American or whatsoever. Use healthy food. Okay, if the junk food is cheap, or if the cheap food is junk, and the good, the healthy food is expensive, no problem. You are not going to go and buy the healthy food. But just because it's more flavor, I go to the restaurant so and so. Actually, you can go to a smaller one. But don't make it out of selfishness. You go to the cheap restaurant and close on the rest of the money. Last, go there and check. Maybe there are, you see some people sitting by the steps outside. Cannot eat. They don't have money. And instead of going to very high class hospital, go to some medium class hospital, and there by the cashier, as I saw, you will find somebody who do not find any money to buy medicine. Tell them with the rest of the money. Would be changed. Yani like that. So anyway, Imam Muslim reported on the sayings of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. قال رجل إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنا. قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال الكبر بطل الحق وغمط الناس. إمام مسلم هل هذا كنا في العربي حديث توسط نعم لأني جبت الشيخ خارج النص فأجنب الحديث عند خطبة العربي but because I wrote something out of text. When I spoke about the perfume, and I said that one imam said if you spend 1 cent of your wealth on buying the perfume, this is that kind of verse. Then I jumped to the next hadith, subhanAllah. Abu Ghazal. Anyway, see, you got something extra other than the other. So he was, so I tell him, asked about, and the man, why is always to be seen now? Is this the kibr? Is this the kibr? He saw Salam said no. Verily Allah is this. And he likes this. And then he said that kibr is batar al-haq. Batar al-haq means disdaining of the haq, finding that you are above the haq, denying the haq. وغمط الناس meaning oppressing the others, by all means of oppression. And then we said that Imam Ahmad has reported in his Mustad and Nisa in his Sunan on the authority of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in a chain of narration that authenticated by Al-Bani and Mishkat al-Mutabi'. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on Nisa, وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Allah made to me that perfume and woman more beloved than any other thing. What does that mean? Perfume is made more beloved to Rasulullah. So any other thing. Meaning that he used to love perfume. Although no one reported that Rasulullah had a smell like us or like anyone. And one day he was sleeping in the house of Umm Sulaym. And he awoke because he was disturbed. What was the disturbance? Umm Sulaym had a bottle that has perfume. And she was collecting the sweat of Rasulullah and putting it into that little book. He awoke and was shocked. What are you doing, Umm Sulaym? She said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm making my perfume more beautiful by your sweat. And that is not because she likes Rasulullah. No, that's real. That's real. The sweat of Rasulullah is much nicer in smell than any other perfume. That is real. I swear by Allah, like I have smell. And I'm 200-300 million% sure of that. His smell is something cannot be described. So, but besides that, he used to like perfume. And he never rejected any perfume. And of course, perfume is not to be rejected. One of three things. But when perfume is, some people have allergy against some kind of perfume. So if this is the case, no problem. If there is a reason. But not out of kibir, this is cheap quality. No. This is not acceptable. Even if it is cheap quality. Oh, for a sheep, the perfume, which is 1,600 above. Now that is not logic, this is not from the other, to break the hearts of other. But if there is a new reason that stops you, no problem. If you're sick, if you're like that, no. When we saw, what does that mean? Some stupid people said, look, Rasulullah denies women. And they calculated on their rubbish mind. Like they are rubbish. They just look to women on TV channels, on this, on internet, magazines, and they think Rasulullah used to be like that, looking for women. Lastly, this is not the meaning. The meaning of this hadith is to blame another hadith where it says, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهله. The best of you is the best with his family. And I'm the best to my family. Meaning he's always nice, he's always kind, he's always, pleasing his family. That is the meaning of حب بني النساء. When you love something, you don't harm. Am I right? When you love something, you do not try to harm by any means. Even your car. You love your car, you do not smash it. He did not kick it. But when it keeps breaking, breaking, one day you come out of anger and you will hit it. You tell all of the stuff and the motorway in this hospital in Jeddah. But when it is, mashallah, very morning and night, and air conditioning is, mashallah, running, and you are, mashallah, driving very smoothly, and you see this car broken, this car burning, this car smoking, this car, and you, mashallah, walking in between, like a snake, mashallah, in the river. How come you kick this car? You love it. Everything you like, you always keep happy, nice, clean, tidy. That is how we deal with. Same thing with women. It does not mean Rasulullah was kissing women. Oh, who's that woman? How is it that? How do stupid people understand? If Rasulullah said that, so who's good? Who's good then? Who's good? They calculated on their own ways because they saw one president caught with one woman. So they think that, president. President is not Rasulullah. This is Rasulullah. Not even any of the Sahaba, if one, we can think of them like that. We do not say that the Sahaba are free, but they have passed away. They all died. We never hear any Sahaba like that. Kissing women. So, the meaning of it is that he is nice to his woman. His woman, I give you another example. Okay. When the bucket of a fire is finished, and the world prisoners are brought, from amongst them there was a woman called the Shema. Do you know who's the Shema? A Shema is the daughter, is the sister of Rasulullah and Bursi. She was the daughter of Halil al-Sa'diyya. She was a Muslim, she was Kaaba. And she was arrested. You know what Rasulullah did with her? When he saw her, and she introduced her herself, because he left him when he was 7 years old. So he cannot remember her face. So she said, I'm a Shema, your sister. He took off his ada'a, like this bishop we were, and he brought it as a closet for her, and he said, you sit down. And then he asked the Sahaba, would you please permit me to release him? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. This is the name of Abdida Ilayya, Atibu al-Nisa. It does not mean that he saved the nice woman. Another example. When Rasulullah used to slaughter in his sheep, he sent to the friends of Khadija. At that time, Khadija has passed away many years. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still remember Khadija's friends, and he is pleased to them. Not because he's willing to murder them, no, they were very old. And he had eyes at that time. And she said to him, you always just remember Khadija and speak about Khadija. He said she was and was and I had children with her. So that Khadija ilayya, meaning always he is nice to the woman. Always. When Safiya bint Huyay ibn Aqsa, she was a Jew. She was a daughter of Huyay ibn Aqsa who was the head of the Jews, and her husband was a leader in the Jew tribe. They were both killed in the battle, and she was a Muslim. When she goes to Rasulullah, he said to her, if you want, we release you and you go back to your people. Or if you want, the other choice, I release you and marry. She said, yes, I choose this. And this is the meaning of Khadija ilayya, because she was a daughter of a man in authority. He did not want to put his gown to give it to anyone. So she feels sorry. Same thing with the daughter of Hatim al-Ta'i, the sister of Adi. When they conquered Harim, she was arrested. And she came to Rasulullah and she said, I'm a daughter of Adi. I've spoken of that too 5 days ago. I'm a daughter of a man who was having his trial. And she spoke about his character. Then he says, these are characters that Muslims should be upon. And then he released. See, Ikhwan, this is the meaning. So do not listen to those who say that Rasulullah like women by the meaning of what they do today. No. His hand never touched any woman hand that is not mahram for him. Never. From the meaning of this hadith is what he used to do with Fatima, his daughter. His daughter. Any of these people today do like that with their daughter? Whenever his daughter Fatima comes, he stands and kisses her in between her eyes. Not on the cheek, not on the lips, or in the eye. Usually you kiss her for respect, not for love, for respect. You kiss the forehead of your mother. You kiss the forehead of your father. Isa al-Sallam, he used to do like that with Fatima. So that is the meaning of حُبِّ بَلِي أَطُّوبُ وَالْمِسَاءِ وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. And the settling of my eye was only made in salah, or was only found in salah. So that is the meaning. So the perfume is from a stamp of salah. And that's why it is made salah. Always. وسطية always to the middle. Do not go to this side, rather to go to this side. But you stay on the middle. Do not be selfish. Get and clean. Rough. Neither you be extreme in your always putting oil in your hair and always low waist. This is not the way. And nice perfume, nice smell, and nice face, only smile. All you say, this is from the temple Hassan. People say, always to pass by your house. When are you to see you coming out or in, so you give them a smile. But when you are always having a tight face, nobody wants to pass by your house. If you want people not to pass by your house, if you want to have the road or the aspect of your road always nice, not used, not worn out, just give people ugly face. But then no one will come. No one will come. But this is not good for you. Not good for you. One day you will die in your house, you will only know by the smell. And as they used to run away from your face, don't run away from your smell. No one will come even to worry you. So we have to be careful of that. By that we even have the first part of the khutbah. The second part, we praise Allah Ta'ala. And bear witness that he is the only one worth of worship and with no partner. And then we bear witness that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is clear the messenger of Allah. And we seek the peace and blessings upon him, his family and companions, all those who follow him, and then until the day of resurrection. And then we say, we continue on explaining what is the meaning of al-iqtisar. Al-Iqtisar. being average, being logic. Do not be selfish, stingy, do not be waster of wealth. Or someone who go far away and looking for fashion and style. No, that is for women, not for men. And even women need to be logic as well. Some women, all their worry is how to waste all the money of her husband so he does not go and get another wife. Yeah, Khan, I'm telling you, they are maybe listening. They're going to be listening to this. And even I said it to my wife, they always put plans how to make you always not zero, but can I repeat it? Okay. I said some women are very clever, or at least they think that they are very clever. They try always to waste the money of their heart. Sometimes in a good way. Sometimes they encourage him to give sadaqah, much sadaqah, but the intention is not for sadaqah. The intention is to keep him always not full, but not having enough money to go and marry another one, to open up another house. But this is not good for them as well. This is not good for them as well. Because they're going to be in a panic one day, in a very hardship one day. So, what I said is, it's necessary to be up. Do not waste all your money. Even in marriage. I know some brothers are, subhanAllah. They just go marry and divorce, because they have money. They have money. I know some people go to Indonesia or Yemen. Although Yemen government stopped that, as I hear. But they go. I'm married for 1 week, 2 weeks. Virgin girl, 15 years. And then, they meet and they divorce, subhanAllah. What is that? Is it because they are poor? You give them some money, then you do that? That is bad, Ikhwan. They say, did we make anything haram? What do you mean by anything haram? Zina? No, it is not zina. But isn't harming others is haram? SubhanAllah. Isn't it waste of money? Isn't it even waste of economy? Waste of economy, destroying of economy, of country. Now when you leave a woman like that who has no husband, and maybe after you go to get pregnant, and then she has a child that has no one to be responsible of, then this is bad. So we have to be logic. Now, and then we recited the ayah of Naam, Surah Al-Furqan, Surah 25, ayah 67, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُشْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those believers who believe in Allah, whenever they spend, for whatsoever reason, they do not waste their money. And when we say waste, it does not necessarily be useless, but even useful. Even useful. And some of them bought all money in stock. They bought stock. That's okay, akhir. Tomorrow stock market drops. And then you need to have some money for hospital. So what do you tell people, right? Nobody believes that you don't have money. You are working in this position or this is bad. This is bad. You have to think. You have to think. Not necessarily to be rich, but to be, to have the sufficiency with what Allah Ta'ala gave you. To have good plan, how to have good economical plan, not to be seen poor or not. So as i'tidal, as i'tidal, the average or the middle is the base of the successfulness in all cases. In all cases, and spending on yourself, your family, and look for example, instead of living in a big house, that is the rent of it is 50,000. You still can have a good house of 25,000. And save the other 25, and year after year, you can buy that house. So like that thing. And even in the ibadah, in the worship, you have to be abam iqtisad and iqtidal, meaning you do not exceed the boundaries and limits. Do not exceed. Rasulullah SAW said, what do you say to them? So, and as I said, the measurement of all that is the sunnah of Rasulullah, the hadith of Rasulullah. You want to see how close you are, you just examine what you are upon with the sunnah of Rasulullah. See what he used to be upon, and then you can see how you are. As I said, spending much money, spending much water, wasting the water, will consequence thirst. Spending or taking much more food, this will cause two things. Sooner, hunger, and illness, and wasting money and everything else you like, this will consequence poverty and pain. Because when the Eid comes and everyone is wearing new clothes and you cannot because you don't have money, then you feel pain and you feel sorry that you wasted the money. You could have now dress and make your family and children dress nice. Yeah? High standard life. Huh? Leisure? Huh?
Leisure.
So live in this way, and this will end up with softness, you know. To limit that, if you, if you maybe start with 10, you say, oh, it's a thought. And it becomes very soft. Softer than women. And Umar ibn Khattab said, اخشوشنوا عباد الله فإن النعم لا تدوم. Try always to be rough. Not always, I mean, be rough, but try not to be always soft. Because the ni'am, the graces of Allah, not necessarily continue with you all the time. What happened in America? People lived in the street house, outside the house, in the cold, in the hotness, in the luxury. And the open air. Why? Because they thought wrong. They wanted they seek luxury. You can't live logic and manage your life. And all this you find in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I even call the non-Muslims. I call all the kuffar, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, whoever. If you want to know how to live nice, just read Zad al-Ma'ad, Zad al-Khayr al-Ibad. And join us in the room of Baltar on Sundays and Mondays at 11:30 Saudi time. We are teaching it. Come and see how to live successfully. With whatever amount of money, very nicely. Very nice. You are poor, you are rich, you are busy, you are free, we will show you, inshallah. Because all that is in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. MashaAllah, the khutbah was 15 minutes and the translation was 1 hour. Hey, any question in regard to the khutbah? in one you can take 1 hour and a half. Now, that we do not know what are the other, but in other hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الرؤية الصالحة جزء من أربعين جزءا أو ستين جزءا من النبوة. The nice dream, the nice dream. Nice dream means that bring happiness to you and you see it in the near future. But is this something you do or something given to you from Allah? Before you wait for something given to you from Allah, do what you can do, which is to be on good sum, good hadith, and exercise yani in spending. Now, Lala, if they are working outside and their home is far away, and the Salah time comes, they have to stop work and go to the masjid where condition they are. But I was a technician. I was AC technician. And I was climbing roofs, working all the day on top roofs with central air conditioning unit under the sun. We are cooling people, but we are burning our body. Now, and we used to, you know, sweat and get dirt with grease and oil, and, you know. When the Salah time comes, I always carry with me the torch in a bag. So when the Salah time comes and I cannot reach, I go make wudu, clean up, and if I can, take shower. If toilet, some massages, they have shower. I take shower just to clean the sweat. And then put on my soap and pray with. And usually I take dark color soap, like gray, blue, so the grease is not seen. So in this way, I can handle the pain my way. And I put one coffee in, no need to put one coffee in. You have. But if this is even not possible, then khalas, he should pray as he is, but in the masjid. Now, as long as there are no more questions, inshallah we continue our weekly classes.